caught close to 1,400 tonne this year. When we get to 1,600 tonne, that's a trigger point, and they'll issue us with another 500 tonne, we're hoping. It means that things are going good, and there's a room there for more quota to keep us going.
And for you personally, how many tonne are you pulling in a week?
What did we unload at 11 tonne yesterday.
And that was after 3 days out there?
Yeah.
Do you make a point of buying fresh Australian seafood, even if it's more expensive than the cheap imports? Scallop fisherman Andrew Watt certainly hopes so. He and his crew have just returned from a three-day trip out into the waters of Bass Strait, trawling for scallops around King Island. Hello, I'm Danny Grindley. I've caught up with Andrew at Apollo Bay, where he's unloading a bumper catch of plump, meaty scallops.
King Island was always known for the scallops not to be the best of quality, and yet for the last 2 years they've been the best we've ever seen. So probably the food supply or whatever the last couple of years, and it's just been ideal conditions for them. Yeah.
Are you concerned about how long it'll last? I guess you've got to just take advantage of it.
Yeah,
you can.
We get them while they're there. Yeah.
Just 4 years ago, Victorian scallop fishers said the industry was on the brink of collapse, with a survey of beds showing 80% of the shellfish were dead or dying. There's still no real understanding around how or why. Andy's trying to show me what a poor scallop looks like, but everyone he opens seems to be better than the one before it. It's a good chance to practice opening them up.
Just cut him off at the top there. Take a beard off. Cut him down there and that's it.
You make it look so easy.
Oh yeah, is that meant to be difficult, is it? You do make it look easy.
Yeah, it's a bit of an art to it.
How long have you been in the game?
Left school at 15 and I'm 50, 35 years.
Wow.
And then my dad was doing it before that.
So it's changed a lot in your time then?
It certainly has. Originally, it was all done by hand. You pick them up by hand, put them in bags or tubs, whatever it may be. But now it's all conveyor belt, goes down through a grater, tumbler, whatever you want to call it, delivers them straight to the refrigerated room. We start her up, mate, and show her how it works.
So I still don't understand how it works. What do? Scoop them up?
Yeah, righto, this tips over. We tow that bit along the sand, comes up, and then they all tip out of the basket onto there.
So you'd get a whole heap of treasures, I can imagine.
At times you can, but where we are at the moment, there's zero discard, very little bycatch. Come inside, I'll show you the electron.
Andy would usually have to pull in 70 or 80 scallops to get 1 kilo of meat. This year, the scallops are so big, he only needs about 50 to make up a kilo. It will be a good Christmas this year, but only for about 12 families, the ones that have stuck around.
Yeah, there was in excess of 100 boats here at one stage, and it's all just been rationalised and survival of the fittest, virtually. Went through some real tough times. Yeah, we're sort of in the recovery mode now, so things are looking up for us.
You were saying most scallops are sold on the domestic market for now.
Last year it was all domestic. This year a couple of operators have just started to export again, so things are looking promising there as well. Last year we could have caught a lot more, but the domestic market could only handle so much. So a bit of export this year has helped everyone. So
the figure we're given is that about 70% of the seafood we eat in Australia is imported. What percentage would you put scallops at?
That's huge. We might only catch 10% of the scallops that Australia eats. It's frustrating.
There was a lot of talk about country of origin labelling and really more control and regulation of that side of things. Is the industry pushing for that, or have you been?
Yeah, certainly, 100%, yeah.
And progress?
Slow.
Now, I'm learning about scallops. They're hermaphrodites, and they are actually alive when you catch them. They die as soon as you take them out of the water, or?
No, they'll live for 24 hours out of the water, especially if they're in a cool environment, not too cold. You try and open them, prize them open, and they're stubborn. Put your finger in there, you soon know about it.
Okay, does that happen much?
Yeah, no worries.
So the scallops also bite?
They can.
And there is a bit of demand for these live feisty scallops from some Asian customers, you believe?
We've mucked around with it a little bit, and we should explore the market a bit more. There's a little bit of work involved, but it's another outlet, and it's got potential, yeah, for sure.
And so how do you do that? How do you manage it?
Well, it's a matter of just have a circulating tank on the boat. At the end of your trip, the last ones you catch, put them into the tank, and then special purpose vehicles to transport them.
A logistical nightmare, but you think the returns could be pretty good?
Yeah, the potential's there for sure. And there's people that are prepared to pay excessive amounts to get the product in that condition, yeah. Bit of cream on top.
Andy says prices haven't changed much in the past 15 years, but even at only a couple of bucks a kilo, 11 tonnes a week adds up. The season has been running since June, and the fishers make the most of every day of it.
Well, they're travelling to get there. Work for up to 24 hours, I suppose, and then 12 hours home again, yeah.
Do you get much time off, or is it fairly on?
Yeah, it's on, right up till Christmas, and then we go home and pack up. That's it.
The size of them, probably the size of them. Yeah. Fabulous. That's freaking awesome. Yum. Yeah.